There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Right, now, it's been quite a while since we've caught up with Shane the Travel Camel as he's exploring the world as ever. Got him on the line, though. Shane, this week you're in the Emerald Isle.
Ireland, yeah, one of my favourite countries in the world. It's my second visit here. And the more I stay here, the more I love the place.
And you've recently, of course, attended a conference and decided to stay on to explore it even more.
Yeah, definitely did. I mean, there's so much to see here. And for such a little place, you know, Ireland is not a big country. It has so much to offer. So, yeah, I would recommend if you're planning a trip to Ireland, just get your allocated time and double it.
I mean, sometimes we only think of Dublin as Ireland, but, you know, there's so much more to see and do. Just talk us through some of the things that you've been actually able to explore, Shane.
Well, I think that the person who is really good at talking about this is... who's seen more of Ireland than me, is the brand and publicity manager for Tourism Ireland, Elma Colleen. So I asked Elma, and this was at the start of my trip, what are three essential things to see in Ireland?
I suppose I'd have to start with Dublin, because, you know, a huge proportion of the people who come into Ireland will land in Dublin. And Dublin is just a buzzing, vibrant city with so much to see and do. We talk about it being between the mountain and the sea, and that we also have this sort of vibrant city. But there's so much to do in Dublin, and the lovely mountain and sea creates lovely food. We have an exceptional food offering in Dublin with all types of restaurants for, you know, to suit everybody's tastes. We also have excellent shopping in Dublin. And even just outside Dublin, where we have Kildare Village, but within Dublin City, then we have some of the top brands, and people come solely to shop in Dublin. So it's a nice mixture of the shopping and also the food. Second, I think I'd have to, just moving north of Dublin, I'd have to talk about Northern Ireland, Belfast, home of the Titanic, and there's a fantastic experience there, the Titanic experience, really worth a visit. But then driving a little bit further outside, if you've had enough of the city, outside up the Causeway Coastal Route, award-winning driving route up north of Belfast, and also home to the Game of Thrones for any Game of Thrones fans. And there are some great Game of Thrones experiences that you can do dressing up and being part of it. Northern Ireland is known for so many things, but a great accolade that we won recently was we are going to host 2019. The British Open is going to be held for the first time in Northern Ireland, up in Portrush, up on the North Atlantic coast. So again, you know, just shows the quality of golf product we had that we would be awarded that event.
So that was Alma then from Tourism Ireland. Three essential things. And have you been along to see them all yet, Shane?
Two of the three. The only one I haven't seen is Northern Ireland. And what I found really interesting, even though it is Tourism Ireland, they consider Northern Ireland part of their product, part of their, what they publicise. So there's no political divide there. They still consider it part as one, Ireland as a whole, as a product. So, yeah, look, I mean, Dublin, when I was previously in Ireland, I was in Dublin, and, look, I mean, famous for the music and the night scene and the culture and... wonderful places. And then you go to the library there, I think it's Trinity College, and oh my goodness, one of the world's greatest libraries to photograph, really spectacular. So yeah, and then the Wild Atlantic Way as well. I mean, I've been on the Wild Atlantic Way before, but to me it's one of the greatest trips in the world, one of the greatest road trips you can ever take, and it's certainly well worth spending the time. And one little hint with the Wild Atlantic Way, the distances look short, but allow yourself extra time because there is so much to stop and see along the way.
That's got to be an amazing road trip, hasn't it?
Oh, it's got connotations of just cliffs and windy days, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has, hasn't it? And greenery and little cottages.
Yeah, and sea, like hitting against it. I don't know if that's what it's like, but it sounds like it's like that.
It does, doesn't it? So, I mean, the Wild Atlantic Way, I've heard a lot about it. So, Shane, tell me a bit more about what you can actually see on the journey if you take that road trip.
I think there's one part of the Wild Atlantic Way, and it's a county that doesn't get a lot of coverage. It's called County Donegal, and it's actually a lot closer to Belfast than it is to Dublin in terms of when you look at it on the map. It seems to be stuck in that northwest corner. That has the finest piece of road I have ever seen for a coastal road. And it's not actually officially part of the Wild Atlantic Way. And my, as I said before, a hint with the Wild Atlantic Way is to take time and to head off in different directions. But this one is the coastal road that's near Muckross, and it is just outstanding. It is one of those places you could sit for hours and look. But that County Donegal has so much to explore. And, of course, Game of Thrones was also filmed in that area, not just in the Northern Ireland area. So that whole region was used for the filming. And it is you can understand why they would choose this location, because there is so much to see there. And, again, it's something that's really on the road less traveled in Ireland. Not a lot of people go there, and more people should.
Yeah, and that's what we love, the road less travelled, isn't it?
It is. That's what we're all about now. Shane the Travel Camel is going to be taking us to a part of Ireland where a lot of movies are filmed. And we're also going to be hearing from someone who works on the set of one of those movies, TV shows. You know what the big one is?
Oh, yes, that is the big one, isn't it? The big one. Does anyone not know what this is? If you don't, then you've got some great TV ahead of you if you find out.
Right now, we've got the Travel Camel joining us on the show, Shane, who's in Ireland. So, Shane, which part of the beautiful country are you taking us to next?
Okay, well, I mentioned County Donegal. The other county I'm really wanting to mention is County Kerry. And that's actually where the conference I was attending was located. Now, County Kerry's famous for a couple of things. It's famous for the Dingle Peninsula. My goodness, the Dingle Peninsula is one of these places that, look, it's a place you could easily retire to and live in. It's just magnificent. Not so many people, beautiful, lush countryside, wonderful coastal scenery. It's where they filmed Ryan's Daughter.
Oh, what a movie. What a movie.
Yeah, what a movie, isn't it? Yeah, most of that was filmed there. And, of course, it has the Ring of Kerry, which is a larger and an equally famous part of the island. But the major town there is Killarney, and it's very much a tourist town in a lot of ways, many different accommodation options of all differing budgets. And there is only one five-star hotel in the heart of in Killarney, the Killarney Park Hotel. And I spoke to the business development manager, a gentleman called Alan O'Connor. So I wanted to ask him about this area, County Kerry, and also about his hotel. So my first question was, what makes your hotel special?
What makes the Killarney Park so special is that we are the only five-star hotel in the heart of Killarney town, and Killarney is the premier tourist destination in Ireland. Outside of Dublin, Killarney has more hotels than anywhere else in the country and gets more visitors than anywhere else in the country. So I suppose that makes Killarney Park the central premier luxury destination in Killarney, the premier luxury destination in Ireland.
So what can someone who visits here do within the town of Killarney?
Well, I suppose the main attraction that Killarney has is the National Park. Killarney National Park is the oldest and largest national park in Ireland, stretching to over 26,000 acres, and it's right on our doorstep. Literally, from the front door of the Killarney Park Hotel, within 2 minutes, you're in the National Park at Killarney House. So that is really the main drawing point of Killarney. It's also the gateway to the southwest portion of the Wild Atlantic Way. The world-famous Ring of Kerry touring route, the Dingle Peninsula, the Gap of Dunloe, the Beara Peninsula. So there are a myriad of amazing day trips and activities that one can experience while staying in Killarney.
And the Killarney National Park has the country's highest peak, doesn't it?
It sure does. It's Carron Tuil, which stands at 3,401 feet, or I think 1,053 metres in total. But it's not a ropes and crampons type climbing experience. It's a hike. It's a strenuous hike, but it's a hike and can be done by people of all ages. In fact, my aunt's uncle, who lives in Phoenix, Arizona, did it last year, and he's 82 years of age.
You know, it's a great peak, isn't it? Because you can say, I climbed the highest peak in Ireland, and it's a real bit of a boast factor, yet it's not too strenuous at all.
No, it's not too strenuous. But again, you would want a certain degree of physical fitness to do it, but it is certainly achievable for anyone with a moderate level of fitness. And it does have some of the most spectacular views that you'll find anywhere in Ireland. You're viewing down over most of County Kerry. You can see out to about four or five different coastlines. It's truly spectacular.
Can I
on a
say,
clear day.
Mm. Doesn't the Dingle Peninsula sound adorable?
Like, it does, and that is where they actually film Ryan's Daughter. You must watch that film.
I've never even heard of that film.
Classic film from...
Got Ryan Gosling in?
From the 60s. No, Robert Mitchum was in it. It's a real classic, and the seriously stunning countryside.
The Dingle Peninsula.
The Dingle Peninsula. So that was Alan O'Connor from the Killarney Hotel. Now, Shane, Ireland seems, you know, it's the go-to destination right now for filming TV shows and movies these days.
Oh, it certainly is. It's not only did we mention the magnificent film Ryan's Daughter, of course, you go back at about the same time, you have The Quiet Man, that was John Wayne. But recently, it has played host to Crown of Thrones and also Star Wars 7 and 8. And whilst I was in County Kerry, and I mentioned Dingle Peninsula before, there's a Dingle Peninsula lad called Mike O'Shea. He does a lot of adventuring. He has does a lot of exploring, crosses ice shelf, interest in conservation. But he's also been working on quite a few films. So I had to ask Mike, what films have you worked on?
So I've worked on a whole load of like small scale stuff over the years, but I suppose the last 3 years I've worked pretty extensively with Star Wars 7 and Star Wars 8. So that's probably as big as it gets, you know. And I've got an upcoming gig with Game of Thrones, even though I've never seen a program in it. But apparently it's very popular.
So what sort of work do you exactly do, or what can you reveal about what you do?
So a lot of what we do is safety-based, and sometimes we can expand out from that. So certainly on the Star Wars stuff, we did a lot of set building. But then certainly once the filming starts, we change role completely and we turn into a safety team, and then we operate the safety for all of the crew working on the film and also for the stars and stuff like that. So difficult locations, we'll provide them safe access, or we'll provide cover and protection while they're actually shooting stuff.
So you mean cover from the weather and access due to the mountains or the cliffs or precipices?
Yeah, it's anything with danger, yeah. Not so much the weather, but it's more about dangers. If we're working at a cliff edge, or if we're working, some of the sets we built were actually overhanging cliffs that were like 200 metres high. So, you know, there's quite a lot of exposure there. So it's pretty dangerous locations.
And what was the best thing about working on these films?
I've worked in a lot of small budget movies, and you run into an awful lot of attitudes I found on those, whereas like this is, you've got some of the biggest stars in the world working on this, and they were just so down to earth. I mean, you know, we'd go to the pub and have a pint at night, or if they're having a house party, we'd go to the house party. So I found that their level of normality amazed me. I thought they'd be all divas and stuff, you know, but their level of normality was just amazing, you know.
Is there any one moment working on the Star Wars films that stands out for you the most?
There's quite a few stand out, but I think one of the funniest was onto the back of one of the sets. We were trying to keep the stairway clear, and I gave one of my crew, who's probably like mid-50s, the job of looking after this. And Mark Hamill was coming up the stairs, and Mark had stopped for a breather, and I was walking behind him. And Connor just turned to him and said, would you please move along? And Mark looked at him quite funny and just said, do you not know who I am? I'm Luke Skywalker. And Connor goes, nice to meet you, Luke. Will you move on? It was brilliant.
That's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah, quite a sense of humour, isn't it? So, that's the movie scene in Ireland. Mike O'Shea is that guy. He's going to be working on Game of Thrones real soon. So thanks for that, Shane. What we're going to be talking about on our next episode?
We're going to look at the luxurious side of Ireland. Ireland has plenty of castles and estates and luxurious ways to see the country. And so next week we're going to explore, for those who have a few more dirhams to spend, how can you see Ireland in style?
Hashtag not for us.
Yeah, yeah. We prefer the Airbnbs.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.